Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Understand what being in Christ means. Do we have a good grip on it? Do we know that we know we belong to Him? Well, study these scriptures that I'm going to read and try to believe them. because they are challenging. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. This one jailer said, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get into the kingdom? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. There's nothing more added. It's a simple answer. And I will explain to you in the rest of this message why it has to be so simple. It's for the simple-minded. Very simple. Those who think they have understanding, who believe they're wise and smart, what does the Bible say? Not many wise amongst you, not many smart. It's the smart and the wise that have a problem with this simple message. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. It's faith that gives you the confidence in what you believe in, what you depend on. It's your faith in Christ. Your relationship with Christ brings either faith or your relationship drives you from Him. All depends what kind of a relationship you have. Listen to Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore by one man sin entered into this world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. One thing we have to understand, by nature, we all sinned. Why? Because our nature is to sin. That's what Adam inherited for us. He sold us out in the Garden of Eden, and that nature of sin invaded everyone that was born of Adam. How on earth are we going to escape that nature? Well, it's been taken care of at the cross of Calvary, where your nature really doesn't count. Death passed upon all. Okay, now listen to this. Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. One person sinned. That's why we're all in this predicament. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. One person put us into the clutches of Satan, and the other person took us away from Satan. Who's that other person? Jesus Christ our Lord. He bought us from Satan, and that was it. Now he has no more say-so over us. It's like Gomer's husband had to go and buy his wife back, just like Jim preached. And then you notice afterward, she never left again, because now she was bought and she didn't have the right to leave, and she could not leave. Isaiah, was it Isaiah or Hosea, bought her back. just like Jesus bought us back. And once he buys us back, once we agree to the term, there's nobody that can take you away. So by the obedience of one, it says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Isn't that awesome? One guy, one person, one God, one Jesus paid it all for all of us. We are now free, free to enter into the eternal kingdoms, regardless what Satan throws at us. Why? Because we were bought. We don't belong to him anymore. We belong to God. How about you listening over the internet? Are you really bought through the blood of Jesus Christ? Do you belong to God? Is Satan out of your way? Are you now set for eternity with this life that'll last forever and ever and ever because of the obedience of one? Yes, I am. By the obedience of my Jesus, I now inherit the kingdom of God. Can anybody beat that? Nobody. I got it. He gave it to me. He paid for it. And I am thankful. So now, Romans chapter 7, New Living Testament. Here's something very controversial. So the trouble is not with the law. Now it gets into where we sin, where we are disobedient, where we're doing wrong. It says, the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. We believe that. We understand thou shalt not kill is real and it's good. Thou shalt not commit adultery is good. But many do. Many who call themselves Christians, they commit adultery. They even kill. Thou shalt not steal. Many Christians steal, but they know in their hearts they shouldn't. Why are they doing it? Because something's there pushing them. And by the time they have it figured out, it's often too late. The trouble is with me, for I'm all too human, a slave to sin. That's interesting. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But I know that I'm doing what I... But if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. Remember when we were young? I tried to figure out how to start a party. I wanted to have a good time. We gotta have a party. We gotta get booze. We gotta get drunk. That was planned. What do I plan now? How to get away from that stuff. How to stay away. How did that happen? Did I become a goody two-shoes? By far, no. It's something in my heart that did it, that leads me down this path. And the something is Jesus Christ. It says, but I know that what I'm doing is wrong. This shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. Interesting, right? I'm not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I like the way my dear grandmother put it. I call her grandmother. My thoughts, those thoughts I have, are not my thoughts. They're your thoughts. Take them and leave. The things that I don't want to do, I do anyway. So Satan, you're to blame. You're going to carry this punishment for me because you made me do it. So Satan's got quite a punishment upon himself. For every wrong that I commit, Satan is going to get punished. For every wrong that Mike made here, guess who's going to pay for it, Mike? Guess who? Aren't you glad? I am glad. Hallelujah. He's going to get punished for it. Satan is. For everyone who does evil, there's one and belongs to Christ, there's one that's going to get punished for it. He's heaping punishment upon himself, a punishment. So he's in for an horrifying eternity where I will be let go free because Jesus said, not guilty. It's Satan that's the cause of him doing it. This is why the Bible teaches the books were opened. Those who don't have Christ, they'll pay for their sins. They will pay for eternity. But those who are written in the book of life, we don't pay a cent. We don't pay nothing. Instead, I get rewarded. Hallelujah. I love this. I'm going to get rewarded. I'm going to get rewarded, and Satan will stand there and be jealous. And I don't blame him. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is sin. It is Satan that lives in me that does it. And everybody's got a problem with demons. All I'd have to do is spend 20 minutes with you, and you'd know it too. I know that for a fact. But our job is get rid of them, guys. Get rid of the demonic forces that are touching you and pushing you. And as you get older, it'll become more easy, and you are going to be more and more victorious. Now I beseech you in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now I beseech you, we are ambassadors for Christ. What's an ambassador? Somebody who brings good news. Somebody who brings a news to a different country. He's sent there by his president to bring news, to bring deals, whatever. We are ambassadors. We bring good news to those who are not for a living, who are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are ambassadors. How many are ashamed of being ambassadors? Oh, there's once or twice or three times I've been ashamed. I'm not ashamed to say it. Because God knows it anyway. I was ashamed of opening my mouth because of not who the guy was, because he was too close or related. So you kind of step back, hold back. You don't want to put any drift between there. But we should not be ashamed. We should not be afraid. We should be bold, for we are ambassadors. If we don't speak, then we're not much of an ambassador. How many, when they go home to visit, are kind of ashamed? They don't want to quite talk about it. While you're ambassador for Christ, you need to open your mouth. Regardless how much disagreement it brings, it still has to be brought out. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled. That's our message. We're ambassadors. Be you reconciled. Reconciled to who? To Jesus Christ our Lord. Anybody can say, I love God. I love God. You hear it all over TV. They mention God left and right. But which God is it? Our God has a name. And it's not very popular in the world. It's not Muhammad. It's not Confucius. It's none of those things. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. We should bring him out. And here's what our Jesus did for us. I want you to listen closely. For he, God, made Jesus. For it says, for he had made him to be sin for me, for us, who knew no sin. He didn't know any sin. God made Jesus for sin for us. He took our sin on himself. He took it and nailed it to the cross. For he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be what? Be made the righteousness of God in him. It's only in Christ Jesus that we will become righteous. Those listening over the internet, you listen to this. You cannot become right slowly but surely. You cannot become right with God by reading the Bible. You cannot become right with God by being obedient and doing all sorts of good religious deals. The only way you become right with God, if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. This is our only hope and our only antidote. He's the one that paid it for us. And we need to keep on being the ambassadors that he made us to be, so that we can some of these days go home and say, and the Lord will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You did a lot for me. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself and those around you.
In
Amen.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my soul. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought. My comforter, my all in all.
Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.